وَاتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ ابْنَيْ آدَمَ بِالْحَقِّ إِذْ قَرَّبَا قُرْبَانًا فَتُقُبِّلَ مِنْ أَحَدِهِمَا وَلَمْ يُتَقَبَّلْ مِنَ الْآخَرِ قَالَ لَأَقْتُلَنَّكَ قَالَ إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ.
Narrate to them in all truth the story of the two sons of Adam, peace be upon him, when both of them made an offering, and it was accepted from one of them, and was not accepted from the other. The latter said, I will surely kill you. Thereupon the former said, Allah only accepts offerings from the God-fearing.
لَئِن بَسَطْتَ إِلَيَّ يَدَكَ لِتَقْتُلَنِي مَا أَنَا بِبَاسِطٍ يَدِيَ إِلَيْكَ لِأَقْتُلَكَ إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهَ رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ.
Even if you stretch forth your hand against me to kill me, I will not stretch forth my hand to kill you. Surely, I fear Allah, the Lord of the entire universe. I will not stretch forth my hand to kill you. This does not mean that his brother assured him that when the latter stepped forward to kill him, he would keep his hands tied and instead of defending himself, he would stretch out his neck to be cut down. What this statement amounts to is an assurance on his part that even though his brother was intent on killing him, he himself had no such intention towards his brother.
إِنِّي أُرِيدُ أَن تَبُوءَ بِإِثْمِي وَإِثْمِكَ فَتَكُونَ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ النَّارِ وَذَلِكَ جَزَاءُ الظَّالِمِينَ.
I would desire that you be laden with my sin and with your own sin and thus become among the inmates of the fire. That indeed is the right recompense of the wrongdoers.
فطوعت له نفسه قتل أخيه فقتله فأصبح من الخاسرين.
At last, his evil soul drove him to the murder of his brother, and he killed him, whereby he himself became one of the losers.
فَبَعَثَ اللَّهُ غُرَابًا يَبْحَثُ فِي الْأَرْضِ لِيُرِيَهُ كَيْفَ يُوَارِي سَوْءَةَ أَخِيهِ قَالَ يَا وَيْلَتَا أَعَجَزْتُ أَنْ أَكُونَ مِثْلَ هَذَا الْغُرَابِ فَأُوَارِيَ سَوْءَةَ أَخِي فَأَصْبَحَ مِنَ النَّادِمِينَ.
Thereupon, Allah sent forth a raven who began to scratch the earth to show him how he might cover the corpse of his brother. So seeing, he cried, Woe unto me! Was I unable even to be like this raven and find a way to cover the corpse of my brother? Then he became full of remorse at his doing. The purpose of mentioning this particular incident is to subtly reproach the Jews for the plot they had hatched to assassinate the Prophet, peace be upon him, and some of his illustrious companions. The resemblance between the two incidents is evident. These people wanted to kill the Prophet, peace be upon him, out of sheer jealousy. The errant son of Adam also killed his brother, and did so for the same reason.
مِنْ أَجْلِ ذَلِكَ كَتَبْنَا عَلَى بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ أَنَّهُ مَنْ قَتَلَ نَفْسًا بِغَيْرِ نَفْسٍ أَوْ فَسَادٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَكَأَنَّمَا قَتَلَ النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا وَمَنْ أَحْيَاهَا فَكَأَنَّمَا أَحْيَا النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا وَلَقَدْ جَاءَتْهُمْ رُسُلُنَا بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ ثُمَّ إِنَّ كَثِيرًا مِّنْهُمْ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ فِي الْأَرْضِ لَمُسْرِفُونَ.
Therefore, we ordain for the children of Israel that he who slays a soul, unless it be in punishment for murder or for spreading mischief on earth, shall be as if he had slain all mankind. And he who saves a life shall be as if he had given life to all mankind. And indeed, again and again did our messengers come to them with clear directives. Yet many of them continued to commit excesses on earth.
إنما جزاء الذين يحاربون الله ورسوله ويسعون في الأرض فسادا أن يقتلوا أو يصلبوا أو تقطع أيديهم وأرجلهم من خلاف أو ينفوا من الأرض ذلك لهم خزي في الدنيا ولهم في الآخرة عذاب عظيم.
Those who wage war against Allah and His Messenger and go about the earth spreading mischief, indeed their recompense is that they either be done to death or be crucified or have their hands and feet be cut off from the opposite sides or they be banished from the land. Such shall be their degradation in this world, and a mighty chastisement lies in store for them in the world to come and go about the earth spreading mischief. The word land here signifies either the country or territory wherein the responsibility of establishing law and order has been undertaken by an Islamic state. The expression, to wage war against Allah and His Messenger, denotes war against the righteous order established by the Islamic state. According to Islamic jurists, the people to whom reference has been made here are organized and armed bands of criminals who commit robbery and indulge in plunder.
إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا مِن قَبْلِ أَن تَقْدِرُوا عَلَيْهِمْ فَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ.
Except for those who repent before you have overpowered them, know well that Allah is all forgiving, all compassionate. Know well that Allah is all forgiving, all compassionate. If they give up subversion and abandon their activities to disrupt or overthrow the righteous order, and if their subsequent conduct shows that they have indeed become peace-loving, law-abiding citizens of good character, they need not be subjected to the punishments mentioned here, even if any of their former crimes against the state should come to light. If their crimes include violation of the rights of others, they may not be absolved of their guilt. If, for instance, they have either killed a person or seized someone's property or committed any other crime against human life or property, they will be tried according to the criminal law of Islam. They will, however, not be accused of either rebellion and high treason or of waging war against God and His Messenger.